Billy.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I wanted to ask you about when you came west.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about coming west?
Well, I felt that we may possibly be better in our condition.
Do you think you did better your condition?
Well, yes, I think we did a little.
How did you come out here?
Over the Union Pacific. From Omaha, Nebraska.
Was it a regular train or a special train?
I don't know, but it was what they called an immigrant train. Just as it was, I don't know how many cars there was of it. It took 2 inches to pull us over the Rockies.
The train was full of immigrants?
Yes. Cars were full.
What was that like?
Pretty hard to explain. It was something new to me. I'd never traveled before. I was working on a little old farm back there in Missouri. And then it kind of broke up there and went into Iowa. And we finished breaking up. That was a poor move up in the Iowa.
Do you remember how much the immigrant train cost?
No. Our tickets were $33 apiece.
Do you think it was mostly rich people or poor people who were riding on the immigrant train?
Well, they looked really like ruffians to me. I suppose they were mostly scattered through the country that is, they had no solid holdings.
Where did you sleep on the train?
We had bunks. Furnished our own blankets. I didn't sleep any in them. Then I tried to, but I couldn't do it.
How about your household goods? How did you get them out?
What?
I say, how about your household goods? Did they go on the train with you?
We sold everything on our clothing and bedclothes. We boxed up the bedclothes. There's 2 young fellows went with us, and we put in our baggage with their tickets.
Did many people know each other on that train?
Well, I don't know about that. I didn't get acquainted with anyone. I suppose we generally occupied and father and mother, the one car, we never got out of that. We stayed right in that one car.
Was there much socializing on the train?
I didn't hear of any.
Well then, how did people keep themselves entertained on that long trip?
visit. I don't know. They were pretty quiet in the car we were in. There wasn't no fussing around. We had our own lunches.
Well, what did you do to keep yourself from getting bored all those long days?
On the train, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, there was always something new appearing, that is, scenery. We watched the country pretty close. I remember one place that was in Wyoming. I think we were in the canyon and looked ahead. I don't know how far, of course, but it looked to me like we gonna go into a city, a town of some kind. And then when we got up in there, it was nothing but a lot of piled up rock. It looked like buildings.
That was somewhere in Montana?
No, in Wyoming. In a canyon.
How long did that trip take?
Well, we left on the 17th day of March and got into Walla Walla. February the 21st.
What year was that?
What year?
Yes.
18... I don't know if I remember. Probably it was 1880.
That's quite a good ways back. How old were you then?
21.
Well, after you got out here, you worked around the Dayton country for a while, didn't you?
Yeah. I worked out from Walla Walla a little, but the person not working Walla Walla. They had their crops in and the old farmers was always passing the streets.
The farmers were always what? What were the farmers doing?
Prancing around on the streets, walking back.
Oh!
Yeah. How'd they work then?
So what did you do? So what did you do?
In Walla Walla?
Yes.
Didn't do anything. Couldn't get a job there. We landed there on the 17th of March and they had their crops in. Was nothing doing anymore. I went up to Dayton and got tangled up in a blamed old sawmill up to Tusha. Well, we made enough to buy a team wagon and harness and move us up to the potlatch.
When you moved up to the potlatch, were there people there who'd been there a long time when you arrived?
That's our destination, you mean?
Well, when you moved up on Potlatch Ridge, were there already other people there who'd been there quite a while?
Oh, yes. Could have been settled 10 years before we come.
Was proving up on your homestead hard work?
I guess so. When we moved in there, timber was so thick. You had to cut brush before you could turn the wagon around.
Do you think it was harder on you than most other people up there?
What?
Do you think it was harder on you than most other people up there?
Yes, it was. because we had to take what was left. And the others had a little more of a choice.
Were you tempted to give it up?
Well, I was at times, yes.
Like what times?
Oh, it has happened at different times of the year. Sometimes in the winter, first winter was there, I had a snow about 3 feet deep, four, piled around in that.
Did most homesteaders have to work out?
Oh, yes.
What kinds of things would they do?
Well, it was principally farm work. Some worked in the spring, and summer, and some just out of the harvest.
Was clearing land usually a cooperative effort?
Not much.
If you cleared by yourself, how did you manage to move around those big logs and pile them up and things?
Yeah. Cut down a big tree, cut them into logs what we could handle, pile them up next to the stump, and burn them.
Did you just move them around with horse teams, or what?
How is that?
Did you just move them around with horse teams, or what? The stumps, I mean, and the logs.
Move around with it. Yeah, we had a team. And we had to clear lambs and raise some feed for that team.
When you burned the stumps and the logs and things, did those fires ever get away?
Not from us, never.
Did they get away on different people?
No, not very much. One family about a mile and a half northeast from us, they had two grown boys, and they cut off about 20 acres, I guess, slashed it, and they had what they called a burn. Slashing in the fall of the year. My, that was a big fire. It never got away.
Did you get much help in proving up from your neighbors?
Oh, yes. We helped back and forth.
Busy in here?
I have to say thank you.
If you had the chance to homestead again, would you do it over again?
I doubt it.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I could have took the team and the plow and rented some ground and did a whole lot better than to try to clear off a patch and try to farm it. Because we were about 15 or 18 miles from market, and all the way downhill to town, and all the way uphill coming home. It was a killing job. Often I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, a little before, go out and feed the team, trail them and harness them, take care of the rest of the stock. I hitch up to the wagon, I'd get about 5 miles from home before it got daylight. And then be about 9 o'clock at night when I got home. And I never stayed but about 2 hours. And sleep, I'd get into town about 11 o'clock, hitch the team in time the wagon, feed him, go to what shopping you wanted to do. I was able to do. And get your things ready. It'd be about 8, 9 or 10 o'clock at night when you get home.
What other kinds of things could people do to get ahead, other than homesteading?
There wasn't anything much to do. Nobody was able to hire anyone.
How were homestead claims investigated?
How is that?
How would you prove up a homestead? How would you go about showing somebody that you had proved up, that you had fulfilled your obligation?
Well, when you proved up, you took two of your neighbors that knew you when you moved on the farm, and at the time that you go to prove up.
Where did you take them?
Lawson. A hot town. At that time.
It still is. Do you think many people would cheat to some extent on their homestead proving up?
No, they were mostly pretty honest. You generally had two witnesses, and if you made false statements, why they'd
What office would you go to in Lewiston?
What?
What office would you go to in Lewiston to prove up? Where in Lewiston would you go?
The U.S. Land Office.
Where was that office?
It was located on Main Street, and I don't remember the number. Their office was upstairs.
Do you think some people took advantage of the preemption and the stone and timber to get more land than they may have deserved?
Well, they might have, but not in our neighborhood. I never noticed it.
Why did you give up your homestead and work your father's?
There was just the three of us, father, mother, and myself. And when father passed away, just a year or two after he had proved well, I said I had to take care of mother. And I couldn't live on the homestead and then live there and take care of her. So I just dropped it. There's nothing but a... Never was improved. I don't know who's got it now.
Did your neighbors, the Wells, manage to prove up?
Did what?
Did the Wells manage to prove up, your neighbors, the Wells? Wasn't there a family named Wells that moved here with you from Dayton?
Yeah.
Did they prove up?
Yeah, they proved up same time. There was three of them. That's the big expenses. The three of them proved up the same time. That was Father, Wells, and a man by the name of Gilman.
Did they all vouch for each other?
Yeah. Wells and Gilman was the dad's witnesses. Dad and Wells was Gilman's witnesses. And so on.
Why did the Wells become homesteaders?
Well, I guess they had no other way of getting a home. There's quite a family of them. The old folks, two boys, and I don't know, four or five girls. There's three boys, Todd and George and Aaron.
Did you prove up your homestead?
No.
Did you sell a preemption then, or what?
Well, I sold it. I got into trouble over it, and I didn't. I come out loser on it.
How did you get into trouble over it?
There were two others. There was the man I sold to. He wasn't really in possession. The other man kind of stuck in and made trouble. And when I relinquished to the first party. And the second party butted in there. They had a lawsuit in Lawson over it. The fellow lost.
So you didn't get anything at all for all those years of work you put in there?
No. I come out loser on it.
Did that happen very often, do you think?
I don't know. Didn't dare.
Do you know why they opened up the Indian reservation for homestead?
The what reservation?
The Indian the Nez Perce reservation.
No, I don't know exactly. But the people were crowding the edges of the reservation pretty close.
Do you think it was a good idea to open up the reservation for homestead?
Oh, yes. Indians picked their allotments first, then what was left by the homesteader could have.
Did the Indians mind this? Did they react badly?
No, they were pretty peaceable and nice. Wasn't many of them farmed their land. They rented it out, mostly.
Do you think it was a bad deal for them?
No, I don't think so, but didn't turn out any too good on account of lots of squatters, you know, drink.
What did most people think about the Indians?
Oh, they kind of respected the Indian, one sense of the word. And they dealt with the Indian rather than their parents. And the Indian was right there to claim his share. You had to make your rentals through the agency at Lapway.
Did opening up the reservation help the economy locally?
I think so. A lot of the farmers there on the potlatch, the first ones in there, I guess it was pretty hard going, but they mortgaged the places and wasn't able to redeem them. And then they took a homestead over on the reservation.
Back in those days, how much cash money did you need to get by?
Oh, that difference. As if you was hadn't raised a good garden to help yourself, why, $100 would take you through the winter.
How long would it take you to make that $100?
Well, one fall, I worked for a man by the name of Baker, lived out at the edge of the prairie, and he ran a thrasher machine. And I earned pretty near $100 with him. I had my team on the dairy cart. That helped us like everything.
What were some of the prices of things around 1895, around those times in there? Like, how much would a pair of overalls cost you?
Well, a bushel of wheat in 82?
I'm really not too sure. It might have been 92, right before that depression.
92, that's what I mean. 1892. Because 1890, he was elected in 1892.
What were the prices of things around that time?
Well, in 1896, no. In 1892 or three or four, I bought 8 pounds of coffee for a dollar. It was in pound packages, and it was parched, brown, but not ground. Get 8 pounds for a dollar. If you could get the dollar.
Was barter common?
Was what?
Barter? Trading? Did people trade instead of using money?
Did I, I was either anonymous, that's right.
Well, did you have to pay cash for all your food and supplies, or could you pay in wheat or something like that?
Well, we didn't. Father took up a home, said it was all timber, and we didn't raise no wheat. We just raised enough feed for the horses and the cow, and a couple of 3 hogs.
Did the homesteaders or the settlers gather camas or cows?
Like, did they do what?
Gather camas like the Indians did?
I don't believe I caught you.
Did the homesteaders gather camas? Camas is a plant that the Indians used to eat.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Never heard of any of them gathering the camas.
Did they do quite a bit of hunting?
Yes, some of them.
Do you think the land was more productive in those days?
Yes, I do.
You told me one time about play parties, and I never quite understood what a play party was.
A play party? Oh, a lot of young people to get together, you know, at a certain house, and then play games. Like Miller Boy and Snap. How was that? Snap Dunaway. a boy and girl with her hand, and another one would slap for another one, and they'd run around to catch one another. Snap and catch it.
What was Miller Boy?
I kind of forget those games a long time. We played at Miller. Well, you, a lot of couples went around in a circle, and there was a lot of cheating to be done in that. There's a, like let's see, how was that at your Miller Boy? Oh. I forget how that song went anymore. Anyhow, you either turned back or you went forward. Happy is the miller boy that stands by the mill, turns around in his own free will. And we'll all turn back. Or the ladies step forward and the gents fall back. Your chances of getting somebody else's girl are losing out altogether.
Were those parties very common?
I said what?
Were those parties very common?
Oh, no, two or three in the winter.
How did they bring up kids in those days?
Out on the farm. Give them a saw of axe. They had a pretty good school, too. But they were there wasn't much land proved up, and consequently, they only could have that for 4 to 6 months a year.
Do you think the changes you've seen have been for the better?
Oh, yes. Some of them.
Which ones do you think haven't been for the better?
Oh, well, the changes was made in the improvement of the properties that the farmers had to get along better. Had more to eat. Had raised a good garden, a lot of rutabagas and turnips, potatoes.
Do you think people were happier then or now?
I don't see any happiness in them now.
Why do you figure you've lived so long?
Do you think what?
I say, why do you figure you've lived so long?
I have no idea. father, he had a bad heart. And he dropped off on us right in a hard time. And mother and I had a pretty hard struggle there for a few years.
The first winter you were on the homestead, you all lived in a little cabin together, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a one-room house and had two beds in it. And that was our living room, dining room, kitchen.
Did you get along pretty well that year?
Oh, golly, yeah.
Didn't you sometimes feel like you were stepping on each other's toes?
No.